One more of the 55 most wanted members of the Saddam Hussein regime has been arrested in Iraq. The U.S. Central Command in Baghdad announced today that Iraqi police arrested Hussein's former finance minister, Hikmat al-Azawi, and turned him over to the Marines. Also in Baghdad today, U.S. Army troops discovered hundreds of millions of U.S. dollars in one of Saddam Hussein's palaces. NPR's Jackie Northam is in Baghdad. Jackie, exactly how much money was found today, and where did they find it?
Well, Lynn, so far, the U.S. soldiers have collected about $625 million. It's all in $100 bills. The soldiers found it in one of the palaces out at the Republican Palace compound. It's a huge area in central Baghdad here. They were just securing all the palaces, all the buildings in the area, and they started sawing into a wall, and they hit something. And what it was a silver case. They discovered all the walls were false, and behind all the walls in this one area were silver cases filled with $100 bills. One soldier that I spoke with today, he said he pulled out a wad of bills, and he showed a space between his two fingers, his thumb and his middle finger, about 6 inches, and he says, I was holding $100,000 in my hands. And that's only so far how much they have found.
What else are they finding as they go through these palaces?
It's eerie, it's seamy, it's ugly what they're finding out there. Saddam Hussein's mother had a huge palace out there. He had palaces out there. And his son, Uday, had several palaces out there. And that's where it gets into a very seamy side of life here. Uday is Saddam Hussein's eldest son. And in his home, they found a lot of heroin, they found needles, they found all sorts of pornography out there. They found odd things like dental chairs and hair salons. They found over 100 gold-plated sniper rifles and assault rifles and all sorts of nickel-plated AK-47s.
Hmm. Now, what else do we know about the arrest of the former Iraqi finance minister, Hikmat al-Azawi? What's the significance of that arrest? What are U.S. officials hoping that they might learn from him?
Well, he was caught in Baghdad on Friday night. Now, they say it's the Iraqi police that actually apprehended him, and they turned him over to the U.S. Marines. He's the fifth top-ranking former government figure to be taken into custody. What the U.S. administration is trying to get from his arrest is to find out where billions of dollars have been funneled out of the country, where Saddam Hussein and his government have been putting money that they've been collecting from oil over the years. They're hoping the arrest yesterday of al-Azawi will lead them to that money.
Any connection between his arrest and the finding of this money today?
Yes, in some spurious way, I suppose. Saddam Hussein and his whole government were accessing billions of dollars through the oil revenues and stashing it away. And, you know, whether it be in walls or whether it be in some sort of bank account overseas, nobody knows. But, of course, that's what the U.S. administration wants to get their hands on right now, because obviously it's very important to the restructuring, the rebuilding of Iraq.
And just one other thing, Jackie, give us a sense of what it is like in Baghdad now. Is electricity back on? Are there any water services? Give us a sense of what it's like now.
You know, I've been here a week, and I would love to someday say, yes, the electricity is on here. No, there is still no electricity, only in very, very small pockets of Baghdad. There's still water in less than 40% of this city, which takes its toll on people who were used to having these essential services. You're starting to see a few more police on the streets, but it's not a viable force like you would find in any other place. You're seeing more demonstrations every day. You're hearing a lot of gunfire. That has not going away. If anything, that is increasing. That is just not a very good place to be living right now.
Yeah. I hear some horns honking. Is there traffic back out on the streets?
Well, that's kind of surprising, because the curfew does come down. We're into darkness now, and there is a curfew on. You'll see the odd car go by, but if you go out at night, it is pitch black. There's nothing on the streets normally, and the only thing you will hear is probably the sound of gunfire. It's a very eerie place.
NPR's Jackie Northam. Thanks very much, Jackie.
Thanks, Lynn.